Hello. Thank you all for joining us today to talk about this season's flu season that's coming up and flu vaccine. I'm here with Dr. Craig Humbaugh, and this is Gwenda Bond. I do have some questions that have been sent in advance, but if you have questions, please email those now to me at gwenda.bond@ky.gov or to Barbara at barbaraj.fox@ky.gov. And Dr. Humbaugh is going to make a few opening comments, and if anybody needs a headshot for him, feel free to email me after the call and I can get you one. So with that said, I'm going to turn things over to Dr. Craig Humbaugh.
All right. Thank you, Gwenda, and welcome to everybody who joined the call today. Again, I'm Dr. Craig Humbaugh. My title is Director of Division of Epidemiology and Health Planning at the Kentucky Department for Public Health. My short title is State Epidemiologist, which may be a little bit more useful. Once again, we're preparing for the flu season here in Kentucky, and we appreciate you joining us today. We want to thank you all for helping us spread the word about the importance of flu vaccinations, and I think because of what you all have been able to do in the past, we've increased our coverage rates here in Kentucky, and we're very appreciative of the media and what you're able to do for us. So thank you very much. I really have three main messages today. One is that Kentuckians are urged to receive flu vaccination in preparation for this year's flu season, and that's recommended for a flu vaccination is recommended for all persons 6 months of age and older. The second message is that so far we don't have any confirmed cases of flu yet this season, but we're expecting those in the coming months, obviously. And then my third message is really that providers are now receiving vaccine for the upcoming season, and there is expected to be ample supply of vaccine. We've had no reported delays or production problems. So let me talk about each one of those things. Let me start with the surveillance part, which is we haven't had any confirmed cases of flu reported here in Kentucky as of yet. Our surveillance for influenza is based on sentinel sites. So in other words, we have several sentinel provider sites, both local health departments and private doctor's offices and clinics. And those folks report to us and to CDC on a weekly basis and let us know how many cases and how much influenza-like activity is occurring in their practices or their health departments. And that, along with some other data, helps us to determine each week what the level of flu activity is in Kentucky. And that can range from anywhere to no activity, which is what we have now, up to progressively different levels. Sporadic is the lowest, and then localized, regional, and finally widespread. So we can go up progressively higher designations depending on the level of activity here and whether they're consistent with that particular appropriate CDC set category. Usually our flu season here in Kentucky is between October and November to April to May. And we have our peak flu activity generally sometime between January and March. And in some years, we actually have a couple of different peaks during that time. So as I said before, the best way to provide protection against the flu is through vaccination, and it's not too early to get a flu vaccination to protect yourself or your loved ones. Providers have received supplies already, most providers, and have either begun giving flu vaccine or getting ready to do so in anticipation of this year's flu season. It takes about 2 weeks to develop antibodies after receiving vaccination to provide protection against the flu. And as I said, everyone 6 years of age and older is recommended to receive a vaccination unless it's contraindicated by their health care provider. But there are very few people who have contraindications to flu vaccinations. It's especially recommended for those at high risk of developing complications. So remember, a couple of years ago, we actually had certain risk categories that we recommended people receive the flu who are in those categories. Now, the recommendation is really for universal vaccination for everyone 6 months of age and older. I will, though, remind folks about those high-risk categories, and those are small children or children, really all children, children 6 months of age to 19 years, pregnant women, people 50 years of age or older, those with chronic health problems, those who live in institutional settings, and healthcare workers, and also caregivers of people who live with people who have high risk for complications, or children who are less than 6 months of age, because children less than 6 months of age are not able to get a flu vaccination. And those, by and large, many of those people in those categories are folks that have higher risk for complications and are in groups that are more likely to be hospitalized if they get the flu or suffer even more severe complications. Just a short note that folks who are children who are under nine years of age who did not receive a flu vaccination last year should receive two doses at least 4 weeks apart for complete protection. So for most people, an annual flu shot is what's needed and recommended, only one. But for kids under nine who were not vaccinated with a seasonal flu vaccination last year, they'll need two 4 weeks apart. So hopefully that's clear. And finally, I just wanted to talk about the vaccine itself and the supplies. So as I said before, adequate supplies are expected this year. We have had no reports of significant manufacturing delays or production problems. And as I talked about, flu vaccine is available now in many places in Kentucky, at local health departments, at providers' offices, and at pharmacies. There are two main methods of vaccination, and these are the same types of vaccine that were available last year and the year before. There's the traditional injection or shot. This is an injectable form of vaccine. And then there's also the nasal spray form of vaccine. And that latter, the nasal spray, can be an option for healthy people ages 2 through 49 years of age who are not pregnant. Finally, let me talk about the composition of the vaccine for this year. As usual, the vaccine is what we call a trivalent vaccine. That means it's three-pronged. It contains components against three strains of the flu, two type A strains and one type B strain. One of the components is against the 2009 H1N1 pandemic strain, and that is expected to circulate again this year as it did last season as well. In fact, last season it was one of the primary strains that was circulating. But again, the vaccine this year contains a component against that pandemic strain. So I think that concludes my basic remarks. And I know there were a few questions that were sent on. These are questions from Tom Latek of WHAS Radio. So let me try to answer those first. His first question is, are there multiple strains that this season's vaccine will have to address? And I think I've just talked about that. There are three strains, components against three different strains in the flu vaccine this year. No matter what formulation that you get, and one of those strains addresses specifically the 2009 H1N1 pandemic strain, which has become now one of our seasonal influenza strains that we expect to circulate again this year, just as it did last year. Number two is, how virulent are this year's strains compared to recent years? We don't know that. We really can't predict. We don't anticipate there being another pandemic strain. For those of you who weren't around a couple of years ago, a pandemic strain is a strain that we have never seen before. It's a totally new influenza genetic configuration that no one is totally immune to. That happened in 2009 with the H1N1 pandemic strain. We don't know when that will happen again. We're always on the lookout for that, both in Kentucky and nationwide and worldwide. but we don't anticipate that happening, but we'll continue to watch for it. Are there shortages of flu vaccine this year is his third question, and the answer is, again, I'm not aware of any manufacturing delays, and in fact, many providers have gotten vaccine earlier than ever this year, their supplies, and so at this point, there appears to be ample vaccine available for Kentuckians and for Americans nationwide. And then his fourth question is, are there new strains this year, variations of previous ones, or the same ones? The vaccine is formulated based on what scientists predict will be the strains that will be circulating in Kentucky and in the United States this year, and those are actually the same strains that were circulating last year, so their prediction is that those same three strains will be the predominant ones, and that's why the components of this year's vaccine are the same as last year's. That doesn't mean, though, that people don't need to get an annual flu vaccination to optimize protection. Even if they were vaccinated last year, they should be vaccinated again this year. So an annual flu vaccination is recommended for all folks 6 months of age and older. So those are questions that I already have. Gwenda, did you get additional questions?
I do, and just a reminder, we have a few more questions. If you have a question that hasn't been answered, email that now to me at gwenda.bond@ky.gov or to Barbara at barbaraj.fox@ky.gov. Okay, I have several questions from Sue Johnson, and you may have touched on the first one already. What kind of H1N1 activity is expected this year?
I think we expect that strain to circulate again this year. It was one of our predominant strains last year. It's a type A influenza, which generally has more severe effects than type B does. And our expectation is it will circulate this year again, but the good news is there's a component in the vaccine against that particular strain.
Okay. And Stu is also wondering, as a result of the attention to H1N1, have we seen an increase in people getting vaccinated or an interest in flu vaccines since that pandemic year?
Yeah, and we have had increases in flu vaccination in general. We'd like to see 100% of the population vaccinated 6 months of age and older. We're not there yet, but for instance, in our 65 and over age category, we approach around 70% of the population being vaccinated in the last couple of years. We'd like to see other age groups at similarly high levels or higher.
and he has heard that there might be some work going on to develop a vaccine in pill form at some point, and is wondering if we have heard anything about that or...
I don't know enough about that. I know that such a vaccine is not FDA licensed for this year. There are really only two formulations and variations of those formulations, and that's the injectable form and the nasal spray. Now, there are variations of each one of those. In other words, you can get, for instance, preservative-free a variation of the injectable form, and certain companies, the vaccine is indicated for certain age groups. But I'm not aware of a pill formulation at this point.
Okay. And just to finish up with one last question here, should people also consider getting the pneumonia pneumococcal vaccine?
Yes, definitely. Actually, there are quite a few people who are now indicated or recommended, quite a few different groups of folks that are indicated or recommended to receive pneumococcal vaccine. Pneumococcus is a type of bacteria that can cause a pneumonia that can be a complication of influenza. So as you all know, influenza is a virus, but sometimes if people get this virus, influenza, they can also get a superinfection or infection at the same time with a bacteria. And pneumococcal is one of those common ones that can be a co-infection with influenza. Pneumococcal vaccine there's actually two different kinds. There's a kind that is for children, that children get vaccinated at preschool age, And then there's a vaccine for adolescents and adults that's we're going to talk about today that helps to prevent against these particular complications of flu. And that, unlike the flu vaccine, it's not recommended yearly. In fact, most people only need one or maybe even two doses of that vaccine. So it lasts much longer. But again, since it is a common complication of the flu, we talk about it hand in hand with the flu vaccine. And the people in that category who are recommended for that vaccine are people 65 years of age and older. If it's been 5 years since they've had the vaccine and they received it before age 65, then they should receive another one. Again, if they're in question about whether they need to receive a second vaccine, they should talk to their health care provider. Other folks that have recently been added to the groups of people who are recommended to have a pneumococcal vaccine are asthmatics and those who smoke. So, unfortunately, that's a fairly large percentage of Kentuckians, and so we need to raise our coverage levels of that particular vaccine in order to help protect against one of the more common complications of flu that can cause hospitalization and even death.
Okay, I think that's all we have. If anybody has follow-up questions or needs anything later, they can contact Barbara or me, and a recording of this call will be placed on the Health Alerts website, hopefully within the next 20 or 30 minutes or so. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The leader has left the call. At the leader's request, this conference will now end. Thank you for using Ring 2. Goodbye.